first met mine, I was thinking that I sure love my job. As the days got shorter, our talks got longer, the kisses got sweeter and the feelings got stronger. So we'd hop in the truck and get all tangled up every chance we got. We were down by the river all night long. When the sun came up, I was sneaking her home and dragging my butt to work. With the smell of her perfume on my shirt, I'd be on the tractor, she'd be on my mind, with that sun beating down on his back of mine. And just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I fell in love with a farmer's daughter. We got married last spring. Oh, and there ain't no better life for me. I'm still hauling hay and feeding the hogs, and that summer sun's got me sweating like a dog. So I cool off in the creek, and she brings me out a glass of sweet iced tea. Now I'm on the tractor, she's on my mind, and I can't wait till it's quitting time. And just when I think it can't get no hotter, I come home to the farmer's daughter. Yeah. The farmer's daughter.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Back to the drawing board for Republicans trying to craft a spending bill that would avert a partial government shutdown. The bill put forth by House Speaker Mike Johnson, now dead after billionaire Elon Musk stepped in and said he didn't like it.
Johnson had negotiated a bipartisan spending bill to keep the government funded, but that deal suddenly collapsed yesterday after a fierce last-minute pressure campaign from billionaire Elon Musk, who slammed the deal for wasteful spending, calling it a crime, and asking, ever seen a bigger piece of pork? Christiane Cordero, ABC News, Washington.
Workers at seven Amazon facilities are on strike. The Teamsters trying to negotiate for better pay. Amazon says the Teamsters don't represent as many workers as they say they do, and that package deliveries ahead of Christmas will not be affected. The number of people applying for unemployment benefits fell markedly last week, following a big increase the week before. Watching the Market says they open after yesterday's 1,100-point drop in the Dow. Sherry Preston, ABC News. Suspected CEO killer Luigi Mangione has arrived at the courthouse in Pennsylvania for that hearing, where he is expected to be moved later today to New York to face terrorism charges. ABC's Kimberly Richardson is in Blair County with more.
From here, Mangione will head straight back to New York City, where he will face a judge in Lower Manhattan. But the murder suspect will not be brought back by car. Authorities consider him a security risk, and so he will be transported by air.
The FAA has issued a ban on drone operations in several parts of New Jersey until January 17th in response to rising concerns over drone activity in the area. Pilots who fail to abide by those restrictions will be intercepted or detained by law enforcement and could face civil penalties or criminal charges even. After a five-year battle, Washington state officials this week have declared victory over murder hornets. The bugs believed to have been fully eradicated from the U.S. with no new sightings in 3 years. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the most wonderful time of the year on Pluto TV. Get all your holiday favorites absolutely free. Cozy up with festive classics like Bad Santa 2 and Scrooged to get you in the holiday spirit. Plus heartwarming movies from Lifetime and Hallmark movies and more holiday favorites. Explore entire channels guaranteed to spread the cheer with bright lights, festive fireplaces, and the holiday music you love. We've got something for everyone. Season's greetings from Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. The two victims killed in Monday's shooting at Abundant Life Christian School have been identified. The Dane County Medical Examiner's Office said Wednesday 42-year-old teacher Aaron West of DeForest and 14-year-old freshman student Ruby Vergara of Madison both died at the scene of the shooting. An investment of over $9 million will help develop almost 500 housing units across Wisconsin. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority announced the funding will go toward the Vacancy to Vitality, Restore Main Street, and Infrastructure Access Loan programs. And a special legislative committee Wednesday approved a bill allowing Native American students to wear tribal regalia at school-sponsored events. Current law requires schools to provide accommodations of a pupil's religious beliefs, along with a ban on discrimination due to factors such as race, religion, and ancestry. Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Trusted steel power in the palm of your hand. This holiday season, save $30 on the GTA 26 handheld garden pruner. Now just $149.99. Check off a gift from the top of their wish list and make trimming tree limbs a breeze with a lightweight design and 4-inch cutting bar. Visit your local steel dealer today or shop online at steelusa.com. Was $179.99 MSRP. Includes battery and charger. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
Smart businesses advertise on local radio. Durand's WRDN, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Business owners, listen up. What's the one advertising method that doesn't cost your customers money? Radio. It's portable. It's in cars, offices, homes, and businesses, and free to your potential customers. Radio works. Ask our advertisers, and you'll want your business on Durand's WRDN Radio. Radio at 1430 AM and now at 107.3 FM. Call 672-8989 today.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Snow will continue today with another 3 to 5 inches of accumulation before it ends this evening. It's going to be windy too, with blowing snow likely for a good chunk of the day into tonight. Our high today, 27. 14 tonight. It'll be cooler, less windy, 21 tomorrow. Still looking for gift ideas? Everyone will love Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Songs, loving and leaving and getting too stoned. Bottle and a pistol by my side. The devil's always along for the ride. We ride down to the creek by the water. I've been baptized by the preacher's daughter. Lucky for me, no, he never caught us. So, oh, we ride to the bar by Levy 85, jacked up square by the Chevy. Blank. Get in the back when it gets hot and heavy. Oh, oh, we ride. Pedal to the floorboard. She begging for more. Sipping on apple pie moonshine. And I'll be gone by the morning light. Yeah, cause I've been known to write a few songs. Loving and leaving and getting too stoned. Bottle and a pistol by my side. There was always a long state lines, rubbing two nickels, just trying to make a dime. Hard to make a living while the gas so high. Oh, we ride like a holly on a two-lane, Palomino cross plane, drop it down a four-wheel drive on a Friday night, cracking open a cold Bud Light. Oh, we ride, pushing through the hard luck, looking for my giver, needle peg at 9 to 5. But that's alright, cause I'm running every red light. Yeah, cause I've been known to write a few songs. Loving and leaving and getting too stoned. Bottle and a pistol by my side. The devil's always along for the ride. Oh, we ride.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning, Pepin County Sheriff Joel Winter, as we talk a little bit about the Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign that is going on right now, and also some other stuff as well with the Sheriff's Department. And Sheriff Winter, thanks for joining us. Well, again, this is something that's annual. Now, a lot of times the Sheriff's Department is getting like a grant or something like that, or signs up for this program?
Yep. This one's a voluntary thing. It's a nationwide Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over enforcement campaign, and it started December 13th, and it runs through New Year's Eve. So we volunteered in it, and we'll have some extra patrols out with the holidays anyway, so we'll be out there looking for those impaired drivers.
And really the big thing is this is we're just wanting voluntary cooperation here of if you're going to have something to drink, we get it. Holiday parties, have someone drive you home or use the Tavern League's safe ride home. Do something other than get behind the wheel.
Absolutely. During the last holiday season, from December 15th, 2023 through January 1st of 2024, there were 393 crashes involving impaired drivers. And those incidents killed 12 people and injured 197 others. So either, you know, you stay sober and let everybody else have a good time and then reverse, you know, on New Year's Eve and take turns, or just find a designated driver. I know we don't have Uber or buses around here to be able to call for that, but I know the Tavern League works very hard to try and reduce drunk driving incidents. I've had conversations with them, and they're as passionate as the sheriff's office is to make sure their clients get home safe.
And again, talking with Pepin County Sheriff Joel Winter this morning, I know when I was in college at UWL, I a lot of times volunteered to be the designated driver because, one, I didn't have to pay cover charge, two, then I got to have all the coke I could want, and there is some fun in teasing my friends who have had too much. I get to pull pranks on them, and you know, it does make it actually kind of fun for the designated driver.
Yeah, and you can, you know, the next morning you can say, wake up and make the coffee and make breakfast and feel good. I'm kind of like you, Brian. I took turns with my friends in college being the designated driver, and even now it's just between my position and just not wanting to feel like crap anymore in the morning.
Yeah, that's the other benefit of that. And again, this is something that'll go through New Year's Eve as well. Now, I know with some of these programs after the fact, because you've participated then, the agency does get potentially or is eligible for some type of grant, and the Sheriff's Department's been able to use some of those grants.
That's correct. In the past, we used to be able to have a drawing for equipment for maybe a radar, or we have our speed sign that we've used, or other equipment that we can use for enforcing speed or other traffic laws. They kind of quit that out. They found out that the federal government said you can't use that for equipment anymore. But what they do is we just applied for a seatbelt grant, and we're waiting to hear if we're going to have extra money for overtime to put officers out to get seatbelt compliance in 2025.
Talking with Pepin County Sheriff Joel Winter this morning, and on this Thursday morning, of course, we have snow, and this is kind of the first real big storm. Yes, we've had some smaller storms, but this is the first big storm, so everybody kind of needs to really take it easy.
Absolutely. You know, wake up a little bit earlier, or maybe have to, you know, leave work earlier. You know, the commutes are going to be affected to and from work, so it's important that you give yourself time to get to work or school, and also give yourself room. The stopping distances between vehicles is decreases even with the anti-lock brakes and stuff. you're going to skid on a snow or ice covered roadway, so it's important to slow down. And then with that, make sure you have maybe a couple protein bars, an apple, an orange, some extra waters, a blanket, and a shovel in an emergency roadside kit and some matches in case you do go in the ditch and you're there for a little bit.
The other big thing, too, is while we're driving down the road, don't crowd the plow because that doesn't end well.
Exactly. I believe it's 200 or 300 feet that the signs on the back of the plows, you're supposed to stay away from them. You need to give them room because sometimes they need to stop and turn quick, or they need to slow down to spread salt in a certain area or sand, or they're struggling like the rest of us. They're big trucks. They don't stop and they don't move like your four-wheel drive or your front-wheel drive vehicle.
I don't think I could drive a snowplow. One, it's so big. Two, it's hard to see. And the other part of it is you really don't, a lot of times, don't know where the road is.
Exactly. I remember working nights back when I first started in dispatch, and I'd come out at 6 o'clock, and I'd drive down 25 south, and I'd use the Highline poles as markers because the plows maybe hadn't been out yet. And so, yeah, I give those guys and gals tons and tons of credit. It's not something that I want to do.
I will admit, with the new 85 and with the resurfacing of 25, on the right side, the rumble strip that's right along the white line, I've used that just to kind of know where I'm at, because if you just a little bit, you can feel, okay, that's where the shoulder's coming up.
Yep, and you know they're there for distracted driving and for those tired driving to kind of say, hey, you're going left of center or into the fog line. But I've never thought about using it for that reason, Brian. So,
talking with Pepin County Sheriff Joel Winter this morning as we get ready for 2025. What are some of the things that are going to be coming up that the Sheriff's Department's going to be, maybe new things that you're going to be doing or extra equipment coming, or what's some of the things going to be happening?
Yeah, so we are actually looking at adding a second patrol canine to the fleet. We got a sizable donation from the Riverside Grill / Corral Bar golf outing that was $10,000, and we have continued to fundraise for the canine program. So Chief Deputy Raisler and myself looked at that. We did post a position, and we had someone sign up. We need to do an interview with that person, and then that deputy is actually up for a new squad car. So if he is chosen, then we'll move through with ordering equipment for that squad and going down to Iron Ridge, Wisconsin, to Jess Siphony to have that deputy pick out a dog. And we'll have two dogs on the patrol side of things to give Jack a break at every once in a while.
Okay, now I'm gonna ask this because, you know, City of Durand Police has the therapy dog, but Officer Bonnerup doesn't. You know, while he's the handler, it seems like Chief Ridgway is kind of is the other dad here. He always is with the therapy dog. You're not going to be doing this muscling in on the action to have the dog with you all the time.
The patrol dogs are a little bit different than the comfort dogs or therapy dogs, so they can kind of go. So it's I think Jack would be fine with myself and my family because he is calm. We'll have to see what the new canine is like. Darren and I talk about how lucky we got having Jack as our first canine here in Pepin County. He is mellow. The kids can come up and we had him in school a couple weeks ago, and that the kids just love him, and they pet him, and he just sits there like your normal dog. But it's funny, he knew when it was time to work. When we did a hide for a synthetic drug that Darren has, he knew it was time to go, and he didn't want anything else to do with the kids at that point in time.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. I know with Jack, it's if you have a tennis ball, you're going to be a friend, that's for sure, at least as long as he's not to work. And talking with Pepin County Sheriff Joel Winter this morning, a couple of more serious type topics. Of course, we had the recent school shooting in Madison. And it always brings that back up of those officers are actually in a training session when this happened. But that is something, that training that the Sheriff's Department does in coordination with not only Duran Police, but also Pepin Police. That's something that your department continues to take very seriously?
Yes. It's funny you bring that up. I guess not funny, but we actually have a full day training scheduled, and we've been working on this for a couple months. December 30th at the Pepin Area School, they're going to shut down the school for us because they're on vacation. They won't have any practices. So we'll have officers coming from Pierce County, Buffalo County, Pepin, the city of Duran, city of Mondovi, and then that training will be for law enforcement in the morning session. And then at about 5 o'clock or so, from 5 to 8, we're going to have fire and ambulance services incorporated in that. And this is the second year that we're doing this. You know, we've done it in law enforcement for many years training, but this will be the second year where we're actually having fire and ambulance personnel come in to kind of give them an idea of how law enforcement moves through, what we're going to do when there are victims, and move it. I hope we never have to use it, but it's like anything you know, that we prepare for with emergency management. It won't be that oh poop moment. We'll actually be able to flip a switch, hopefully, and go in and do our job and come out.
Now, I know that a lot of this training you do, law enforcement, EMS, and fire, but you also, all the departments here in Pepin County also work with not only school staff, but even with businesses as well because of these situations.
Yeah, I've talked to other sheriffs. There's been, not for a while now, but there have been, we used to call them the postal shootings and stuff, because there was a postal shooting that happened, and that's kind of how it got labeled that. But an active shooter doesn't just necessarily happen at a school. It could happen at a business. It could be, unfortunately, a former employee that was let go or terminated and comes back and feels they have a beef with the business and stuff. So and I know Chief Ridgway here in Duran works with the businesses. Chief Van Alstyne down in Pepin works with them as well.
Talking with Pepin County Sheriff Joel Winter this morning. Finally, Sheriff Winter, earlier this year, of course, and I've talked with Chief Deputy Raisler on this as well, with the closure of HSHS and the incredible lack of any type of space for those having a mental health crisis here in Western Wisconsin. Now it's really been exacerbated. But this is something that hopefully, with some of the new facilities being proposed, we can finally get something done here in Western Wisconsin, because it's a pretty serious situation for all of law enforcement.
I just talked with the Marathon County Sheriff the other day. There, the Wausau Police Department sat with a individual for 5 days in an emergency room trying to get medical clearance to get that person to a behavioral health facility. That's 5 days. I mean, it's mind-blowing to me that we have come to this in this country. I know there's $10 million that's sitting in the joint finance. They're working on rules to try and get these regional crisis centers up. It's our hope as the Badger Sheriffs that they will put more money into those regional crisis centers, because $10 million will not build a brick and mortar. We'll need, we'll need Mayo Hospital or Asper or Gunderson Luther to step up and either add beds or say that, they'll take some of that money, and hopefully we'll find some relief for law enforcement and for people in crisis.
And that's the big thing, even for when it happens here. Now, 5 days, I've never heard of that. But for Pepin County law enforcement, if there is a situation and it's all the way over to Oshkosh, that law enforcement officer, one, is probably not going to be working on patrol for at least 8 hours or more. But then that person that's having this crisis is in a car for 4 hours at least one way and being taken away from where they're familiar. So it just makes a bad situation worse.
Exactly. I mean, when I testified in front of down in Madison in front of the committee. That was my, you know, the county jails have turned into mental health facilities. There are people that are in jail across Wisconsin that shouldn't be because of their behavioral health issues. Someone in crisis and law enforcement, we do a really good job here when we have someone in crisis, but my big fear is someone going through a crisis like this, and behavioral health issues are lifelong sometimes. It's not you flip a switch today and things go away. It's they've dealt with law enforcement and it took this long to get help. Are they going to call next time? That's my big concern as well.
That is Pepin County Sheriff Joel Winter. You're listening to the you're listening to Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote. We dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-507-9624. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-507-9624. That's 800-507-9624. Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people. We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-507-9624. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-507-9624. That's 800-507-9624. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Tuxedo waiters, black tie, white tablecloths and red wine. We've been planning this night, looking forward to it for some time. Now, honey, I know you love getting dressed up, and you know I love showing you off. But watching your baby blue eyes dancing in the candlelight glow, all I can think about is getting home. Walking through the front door, seeing your black dress hit the floor. Honey, there's need this menu. No, I don't. I already know just what I want. Did I hear you right? Did you tell me? Go pay the waiter and let's sleep. Now, honey, I know by that look in your eyes and your hand drawing hearts onto mine that are not out of the house ain't gonna last too long. When all you can think about is getting me home. Walking through the front door, seeing your black dress hit the floor. Honey, there sure ain't nothing like you loving me all night long. And all I can think about is getting you home. Walking through the front door, hit the floor. Honey, there sure ain't nothing like you loving me all night long. And all I can think about, all I can think about, all I can think about is getting you home.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
There's a wondrous sight and a joyful sound every Christmas Eve in a Western town. The holly's hung and the candles bright, tuning up a fiddle on a moonlit night. Roll back the rug so we can two-step round the Christmas tree. There's a jolly man in a bright red suit. Did you ever see a Santa in cowboy boots? Whirling across the floor, spurs a jingling merrily. As they sing those carols soft and low, we'll all be shouting out, silent night is not for me. Roll back the rug so we can two-step round the Christmas tree. Red bandanas, chili green, silver buckles on new blue jeans, shuffling round the room to a Yuletide melody. I'm gonna be ready when Santa comes, but I'm gonna be dancing till he does. Roll back the rug so we can two-step round the Christmas tree. Silent night is not for me. Roll back the rug so we can two-step round the Christmas tree. Roll back the rug so we can two-step round the Christmas tree.
Your home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
town since you got gone. I bet you think I'm still sitting here alone, all tore up like a whiskey label, staring at the key that you left on the table. Hate to tell you, baby, but you got it wrong. No, I ain't missing you like crazy. I'm keeping better company lately. I'm doing all right for the shape I'm in, sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Willie turned up on the JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back, 'cause who needs you when I got friends like that. About this time you and I be tangled up. Yeah, but that's alright, this fire's been keeping me warm enough. Holding on to you, girl, who needs that? I got a wide knuckle grip on a whiskey glass. When it gets down to ice, I just fill it back up. On my own, girl, I might lose it, but I got buds to get me through it. I'm doing alright for the shape I'm in, sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Waylon turned up on a JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back, 'cause who needs you? I got friends like that. Yeah, I got friends like that. Mm, yeah. Telling me I don't need you no more.
Telling me I don't need you no more.
This kind of thing is what friends are for.
This kind of thing is what friends are for.
Willie on my left, Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Doing all right for the shape I'm in, sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Willie turned up on the JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back, 'cause who needs you when I got friends like that.
There's John Morgan, Jason Aldean, Friends Like That on your station for these superstars of country music. Hang tight for George Strait singing a song about the heartland. Holly Jolly Christmas from Lady A on the way, and Jordan Davis coming up too.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309-30. 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Your content has to get to your audience. You can count on our distribution using the industry-leading XDS platform. Using state-of-the-art systems to deliver your content, our 24/7 network operations center monitors, maintains, and troubleshoots your content delivery. To reach our technicians, call 303-925-1708. 303-925-1708. 1708. For information about LinkUp.
You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Jody Heemstra with this look at market information. Well, comments from the Federal Reserve suggested that there would be just two rate cuts expected for 2025. That as inflation remained stubborn. That sent the overly bullish equity and crypto markets to big losses. The U.S. dollar went to new highs. That's all pressuring grain. Corn demand continues stout with a new sale to Colombia announced on Wednesday and another strong week of ethanol production reported from the Energy Information Administration. Ethanol production rose by 2.5% to 1.103 million barrels per day and a new record for the second week of December. Favorable weather continues in South America with good rain overnight in Argentina and a Brazilian monsoon that keeps dropping daily rain there. Crop estimates are on the rise. For soybeans, early Thursday, some calm returned with January beans slightly better and bean oil halting a four-day slide. Soybean meal is near unchanged. The next stop for January beans is called $9.35 with the old support. Now new resistance at $9.73, likely to cap any gains. Weather in South America couldn't be much better, and crop estimates for both Argentina and Brazil as far as soybeans are continuing to rise. For wheats, the wheat markets tanked on Wednesday but seemed to ignore the bullish news of Russian wheat going into dormancy in the worst shape in a decade, and Russian production estimates are falling. Russian free on board wheat offers are down a dollar per metric ton Thursday to $235 a metric ton. That is, the Russian ruble has fallen in value. Market numbers coming up on the American Ag Network.
Hi, I'm your kid's old jeans. I've been in the drawer for a while and really miss the playground. You should swing by Goodwill and drop me off. Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. Plus, I can get back into the game. Donate today. Tag, you're it.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Snow will continue today with another 3 to 5 inches of accumulation before it ends this evening. It's going to be windy too, with blowing snow likely for a good chunk of the day into tonight. Our high today, 27, 14 tonight. It'll be cooler, less windy, 21 tomorrow. Still looking for gift ideas? Everyone will love Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Wishing you and your family a happy holiday season from all of us at Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Happy have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. Now I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Oh, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss him once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, holly jolly Christmas this year. For me, have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Go ahead, sing along. You know the words. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
That beer ain't getting any colder, and I don't know who is waiting for. You keep checking over your shoulder like somebody's about to walk through the door. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my eight. That ain't no kind of love, I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. Judging by the way you just smiled, I ain't telling you nothing you don't already know. He let you down, but he's the upside. I can give you move on somewhere and go. I ain't trying to change that miss to a missus, but he don't know what he's missing, girl, listen. I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my eight. That ain't no kind of love, I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. Tell no, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my eight. That ain't no kind of love, I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't.
Jordan Davis, I ain't saying. A lot of people are clueless about what to wear to their holiday party at work, so much so that a new survey finds half admit they're tempted to skip it altogether just because they don't have the outfit for it, and they call it outfit stress. Many just aren't sure how to dress both stylishly and appropriately, but fashion experts have some advice. They're sharing their do's and don'ts, starting with don't wear anything too revealing to a workplace holiday party, and do wear something festive.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Today I sentence you to lunch in jail. That's right, jail. The Cell Block in downtown Durand features a homemade soup and salad bar Tuesday and Wednesday from 11 to 2 and all day Thursday and Friday during Fish Fry Fridays. Join the Cell Block for bingo Tuesday nights at 6:30 and open mic every second and fourth Thursdays from 6 to 9 p.m. Visit the Cell Block's Facebook page for daily specials and get yourself locked up for lunch today at the Cell Block in downtown Durand.
Be sure to visit the O'Galley Cheese Factory this holiday season. Their delicious cheese boxes make the perfect gift. O'Galley Cheese has a wide array of boxes featuring their award-winning cheese designed to fit any budget. Choose one of their pre-made selections or create your own specialty box. They can ship anywhere. Remember to order early to ensure timely delivery. Visit O'Galley Cheese, 2 miles north of Durand on Highway 25, or visit OGalleyCheese.com for easy online ordering.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-507-9624.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-507-9624. That's 800-507-9624. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
A cup of coffee where the first sunlight at last chance takes a cold. I'm thumbing through a worn-out road to decide which way to go. These empty miles and her memory, they just seem to linger on. She left me on this lost highway, wondering why and where she's gone. That's how a cowgirl breaks a young man's heart. That's how my whole world slowly came apart. With a cold and empty stare, as if I wasn't there. Didn't even stop to cry. That's how a cowgirl says goodbye. Her mama down in Abilene just to find out how she'd been. She said she'd stopped a while in San Antonio, spend some time with an old friend. With all this distance in between us, I'm sure I never crossed her mind. May take all these roads ahead just to leave it all behind. That's how a cowgirl breaks a young man's heart.
how my whole world slowly came apart. With a cold and empty stare, as if I wasn't there, she didn't even stop to cry. That's how a cowgirl says goodbye. That's how a cowgirl breaks a young man's heart. That's how the whole world slowly came apart. With a cold and empty stare, as if I wasn't there, she didn't even stop to cry. I guess that's how a cowgirl says goodbye.
So good, you'll want to set two presets.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Lip lipstick, let her cross the mirror this morning. Said goodbye, baby, you left without warning. Like a thief in the night, you ran away with my heart. I can't believe my eyes, must be a bad dream. You always said we had a good thing. You never once let on we were falling apart. That ain't no way to go.